Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Welcome once again to Free on the Inside. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to the best internet program at this time, at this moment, in the morning here. We're in Dallas, Texas here at the 8 o'clock hour. I pray that you enjoyed our intro this morning. It said, "Walk with me, Lord." Oh, my God. I just want to encourage you to stay with me just for an hour. Just for an hour. We pray that we said something through the Word of God and encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Again, this is an internet program that reaches the hearts of men and women through the Word of God. We talk about ministries and ministry opportunities and upcoming events. And so I would like to extend this invitation to you at this moment. The call-in number is 310-982-4126. Again, that call-in number so you too could be a part of this great show and tell us about your ministry and your upcoming event. We have an open format today, so you are my guest. So please take advantage of this. That number again is 310-982-4126. We'd like to say thank you to Beverly Beasley and Beverly Beasley and her staff over at Granny's Place Ministry, which is a nonprofit ministry that's meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. That ministry is set forth by God, working through God's people to touch the hearts of our young men and women to make a difference. Beverly Beasley Ministry is embedded over at the Cottrell House, which is a juvenile center. And at the Cottrell House, there's a living facility for young men once they do their time in the youth penitentiary. Guess what? A youth penitentiary. They have a youth penitentiary. And after the young men spend that time there, they go to a halfway house. They'll be placed in and send the direction that they want to take in their life. Those young men, some of them are going back to school. They're finishing their high school certificate with a GED. Some of them are going on to college. Well, a lot of them are being placed. A lot of them are looking forward to the new path that God has set for them. And I enjoyed that intro that said, walk with me. Walk with me. That's what our Lord and Savior is asking us, to walk with him. Have you been walking with Jesus? Are you willing to walk with Jesus? I want you just to think about those things, the things that God put on your heart to do, and you challenge yourself. Can I really do these things? Are these things really going to be acceptable? I encourage you to walk with Jesus. You know, ministry is challenging. Ministry is challenging. And I tell people that a lot of times we get on fire for the Lord and we start running and running and running. And then we look around and we see we're running by ourselves. You know, it's kind of like the Olympics. It's kind of like the marathon, put it that way. The marathon, New York Marathon and the Boston Marathon, that they have a whole host of people running and everybody excited. But along that journey, people start fading away. And then it comes down to one or two people at the end of that race there. And you say, wow, we started out with 5,000 people. We started out with 3,000 people or whatever the number is. But at the end, it's only one. You know, God is asking just hang on. You just endure. He calling you. Yes, the other ones may follow you for a while, but he called you. I encourage you to continue. Continue. You know, I like to think about how Hebrews said, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And then it goes on to say, for this path that we're on here, you know, that we have to be encouraged by Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, for this race that is set before us. It's a race. It's a journey that has been set before us. What race has been set before you? What challenges are you being challenged with? I encourage you to pick up those challenges. I encourage you to let God be God in your life. As we go on with our program, again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. That's my number. You can call and reach me. And we'll just talk about ministry. That will give you an opportunity to be a guest on the show. But our call-in number to this program is 310-982-4126. My co-host is not available at this moment, Brother Richard Daniels. He'll be calling in shortly. And if not, we'll go on with the program. And I am excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he's been doing in the ministry. You know, we got an upcoming event, a men's program. It's coming up. This is going into our sixth or seventh year. I lost track. But I remember when I first started, people said that you couldn't do it. When I first started, somebody said that ain't nobody going to want to be a part of nothing like this. And can you imagine? This is 7 years. And then we had started in one venue. And the participation was so great and so acceptable that we ended up moving somewhere else. And we want to thank God for those men that are continually to come out time after time. The ones that have been a part of the program for the last few, many years that we've been established, and also for the newcomers. And we're in for a great time. This year, our theme is about health. And it says in 3 John verses 1 and 2, says, I pray that you prosper as well as your soul shall prosper. I'm going to say that again. I pray that you prosper as well as your soul shall prosper. And this year we're having a workshop format, which we had the last couple of years, and the guys said that they really enjoyed it. Our facilitators are really proficient about what they're going to share with our men, and everything is going to be decent and in order. We have several of our speakers that's coming on. We have Reverend Michael Johnson. He's going to talk about marriage. And the title of that is Marriage God's Way. You know, a lot of us get married, but it's not God's way. We get married because of the way they look externally. We get married because of the finances that they may have a potential to have. Amen. Are we married because somebody said, I think y'all will be a good fit? But what do God say about those things? It breaks my heart to see men and women getting married and 1 year, then the next year they are with someone else. You know, and sometimes it blows your mind, but what can you say? You know, you say, okay. I tell you what else that happened to me some time ago. I had a friend and they got married, and then a year later he got married again, and I thought he was celebrating his 1 year anniversary. I goes over there and it's a completely different wedding. And I said, wow, and I didn't want to say that because I thought I hadn't seen him in a while. I thought it was the same woman. He said, no, man, this is somebody else. And I said, whoa, you know. So we talk about marriage cards. It ain't the first time. A lot of people do that. Some people say they get married and 6 months later, a year later, they separated. You know it for yourself. But then that's what our speaker's going to talk about. Marriage God's way. That's awesome there. We're talking about the whole man. And then we have someone coming in, Dr. Session. He's a physician at one of our local hospitals there. And he's going to come out and he's going to talk about health, the health aspects of a man, the whole man, mind, body, and soul. It's the theme of our program, mind, body, and soul. And he's going to talk about the health aspect of it. And he's going to tell us about how important it is for men to keep up with their health, how important it is for men to get examinations, you know. I'm at that age now, I have to have examinations. They're uncomfortable, they're scary, and they not like a man. You know what I mean out there, man. It's some things that we just don't want to do. It's a thing that we don't even want to talk about, but we know that we have to do those things. And so, but God made a way for us. You know, God works through the hands of those physicians. Excuse me. I remember when Jesus had encountered men that had leprosy, and he prayed for them, and he touched them, and then he said, now you go and show yourself to the doctor. Oh, I like to think that after we go before God in prayer with conditions that's ailing our body, things that we're concerned with, and he give us that comfort, now you go to the doctor, and the doctor said, let me run some tests, and I think you got this, but it could be a false positive. And then he said, let me run some tests and let me see you to someone else. And they get confirmation that this thing that you did have is not there no more. Why? Because you prayed for it. You took it to the master. John said, cast all your cares upon him. No, I'm sorry. First Peter said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Lord, I'm sick. Lord, my body is hurt. Lord, I'm just confused, but I know that you cares for me. So, you know, thank you for what you are doing in my life. And so that's a couple of our workshop facilitators. I'm going to yield here for a minute and let you enjoy some of this Christian music that we have to encourage you. And I'll be back with you shortly. Remember, the number is 310-924-4126. Amen. So enjoy this music selection and be back with you shortly.
puffed and puffed.
Like you do sometimes, Grandpa?
Well, when you have COPD, it can be hard to breathe. It can be hard to get air out, which can make it hard to get air in. So I talked to my doctor, and she said,
Symbicort could help you breathe better, starting within 5 minutes. Symbicort doesn't replace a rescue inhaler for sudden symptoms. Symbicort helps provide significant improvement of your lung function. Symbicort is for COPD, including chronic bronchitis and emphysema. It should not be taken more than twice a day. Symbicort contains formoterol. Medicines like formoterol increase the risk of death from asthma problems. Symbicort may increase your risk of lung infections, osteoporosis, and some eye problems. You should tell your doctor if you have a heart condition or high blood pressure before taking it.
Symbicort could mean a day with better breathing. Watch out, Piggy!
Symbicort. Breathe better, starting within 5 minutes.
Get Symbicort free for up to 1 year. Visit SaveOnSymbicort.com today to learn more.
Hope you enjoyed that musical selection there. Hey, man, as we go on with our program here, we want to encourage you to be about the path that God has chose for you. Okay? So I'm saying okay because I want you to have a piece of the sense that God is going to do some mighty things in your life. As we was talking about before we did our musical selection about the upcoming event, name of the program is Mind, Body, and Soul. And we have a couple of great guests that's going to be on there. Matter of fact, we have five outstanding speakers that's going to work the workshop. And one of them we have is a minister, evangelist, Maurice Hunter. And he's going to do a workshop called The Art of Praise. What happened when I've been saved and sanctified? I've been living a life that's unpleasing to God. I've changed my life. I've been going out of place. I know how to work in society. I know what it's like to go to parties and the social gathering. But what is it like when I go into the presence of God? Sometimes I find myself immobile. Sometimes I feel like that my hands are heavy. I can't lift my hands. I can't raise my voice. But Minister Evangelist Maurice Hunter tell us that it's an art of praise. You know, I recall when David felt the victory, not only physically but spiritually, he started dancing. He started dancing to the Lord. They said that he danced so hard that his clothes fell down, and that his wife Micah, she got upset and said, David, why are you doing this? And David said, hey, I'm doing it unto the Lord. I want you to have a spiritual dance that's so hard that people want to ask you, it don't take all that. They want to say, why are you doing these things here? You say, I'm doing it unto the Lord here. Don't you see the glow on my face? Don't you see the excitement of my persona and the way I carry myself? I'm dancing to the Lord. And so Evangelist Hunter is going to talk to us about the art of praise. This is his second event at our program, and it went over very well last year. And I encourage you to go to Facebook, Free on the Inside, Minister Lewis. Go to Facebook, Free on the Inside, Minister Lewis, and you can see some pictures from our last few years' events, and you'll see how God had used men, black, white, Hispanic, tall, short, educated, uneducated. God is using all men. It's nothing against the women, but God is calling men back into their rightful place. You know, I do ministry. I do jail ministry. And brothers in jail are locked up. Brothers in jail are locked down. But brothers in jail are seeking to serve a living and risen Savior. But they concerned, and they have fears that when they get out, can they do those things that God has been speaking to their hearts to do? I know God has made promises in my life, the brother said, but I don't know if I can achieve those promises because of the things I've done in my past. I want you to know that God is a forgiving God. In the book of Revelation, he said that he'll cast those sins into the sea of forgiveness, and they'll be as separated as far as the east is from the west. And so I want you to be mindful that God forgive you. Now, the challenge is in forgiving yourself. But God will forgive you. I can recall in my own life, I struggled with some things. And yet, when I was addicted to drugs, and I was addicted to alcohol, I was addicted to all manner of sin. And I went to different programs. And without me realizing that those programs were going to be a foundation that God was using. Because those programs, I always talked about God. I didn't have a relationship with God at the time. But every program I went to, it told me something about God. And those things seem to resonate, and those things seem to guide me through my walk of recovery, my walk of being restored. Here, I have a coin in my pocket. I have a coin in my pocket right now, from when I was in drug recovery. Said in the 12-step program, and it said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I got to wondering, I got to thinking, it's some things I can't change. I can't change yesterday. Yesterday had enough trouble of its own. I can't change the hearts I broke. I can't change the mistakes I made. I can't change the people that I hurt. I can't change those things. But God can. God is greater than anything that I could ever face. And, you know, and I got to thinking about, I can't change my relationship with God and with man. Then it goes on to say, accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. It takes courage to say I'm gonna change my lifestyle. It takes courage to say I'm gonna walk with Jesus. It takes courage to say for Him I live, for Him I die. When you see how you used to do things in the world, when you see that you were a self-made man or woman, when you know that you were able to kind of achieve some of the things of your heart, not God's heart. Yes, you may have had the big car. Yes, you may have had the fine apparel. And yes, you may have had a name. But it wasn't what God gave you. And I think so much of Jacob, we just talking now, you know, we talk about the gospel with Jacob. You know, Jacob, they were chained to Israel. But then Jacob had an encounter with the true and living God while his name was Jacob. And he was before God and he wrestled and he petitioned God. He said, God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And that's what I tell these men in jail, in juvenile, and on the street. That, hey, stay before God. Stay before God. Don't let him go until he bless you. And then when he blesses you, let me get you out of that situation when you're released from jail, when you're no longer living on the street. Because that's a blessing right there. And you stay with God. And God's going to change your name from the inside out. People are going to see you, but you ain't the person that you used to be. They're going to still remind you of things that you used to do, but that ain't the person you used to be. They ain't the person that you are today. I'll put it that way. They're going to remind you of things. And yes, sometimes it's going to hurt. But you know that they ain't you. But you done it. You can't undo it. If you was a thief, you was a thief. If you smoked dope, you used to smoke dope. If you was lying, you used to be lying, but now you're telling the truth. God could change you from the inside out. And I like to share with our young men that we, you know, God would like to change your name and your persona and your reputation. If you was gangbanging, now you gangbanging for the Lord. If you were slanging dope, now you slanging the word for the Lord. If you were stealing, now you stealing back souls from hell for the Lord. You know, he going to give you a new name. He changed Jacob's name. Jacob, to 28 chapter, he said, Jacob, I'm changing your name to Israel. But in chapter 35, a few years later, he went to Jacob and he said, Jacob, Jacob. And Jacob said, here I am, Lord. And God said, wait a minute, why are you answering to that name? I changed your name. Sometimes we still answer to old mindsets, old ways, old habits. I'm not that no more. Yes, I did those things, but I'm not that. I tell you something happened to me some time ago. We were doing outreach ministry, going out to a local shelter, picking up men and women for a church on Sundays. I picked them up for Bible study, and they stayed to 11 o'clock worship service. And I was driving to bed at the time. And I went to pick up some guys and girls, and someone was getting on the bus, and I was talking and greeting them. You know, I'm a people person. I love people. And so I was talking to them, and someone said, hey, I know you. I said, yeah, I come down here and I do this. They said, yeah, but I know you. I said, well, I do other things. They said, yeah, I know you. On that third one, it resonated with me. They knew me when I was out there in the world. They knew my former life. But, you know, my latter is greater than my former. Amen. So, and I said, and then he started talking about, I remember you had this place over here and you did this and that. And I see you doing something there. He said, man, I'm so glad to see you because I'm challenging with my walk of faith. I'm challenging with my relationship with God. And I wonder, can God use me like he used other people? And I remember you. And I saw how you were at one time. And if God could change you, surely he could change me. And I said, wow, I didn't realize that what we do for the Lord, it makes a difference in someone's life. Jesus told his disciples, he said, you're going to be able to do greater things than I would do because I'm going to be with the Father. But you know, wait a minute now. You opened up those blinded eyes. You raised the dead. You were able to heal the masses. But yet God is calling us to do the same thing. Maybe by that man seeing me doing work of the ministry, maybe his eyes was open. Maybe someone that's seeing you, maybe they've been raised from a dead situation. Maybe they were at the end of their rope, and they saw you and they heard you, and you raised them. They said, man, I don't know what I was going to do. I was going to end it today. But because I talked to you, because I interact with you, I'm no longer feeling that way. You saved a soul from death and covered a multitude of sins of what James 5:20. You'll see me send that out on different communications. I like that. I like that. Saved a soul from death and covered a multitude of sins. He did it for me. And surely, surely he could do it for you and the ones around you also. But as our upcoming event coming up on May the 20th, I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh, this is a beautiful song that's up in the background. It says, I'm a friend of God. I pray that you're a friend of God also. You know, he calls us friends. Amen. And so that's a powerful thing. Now, amen. So we want to be excited about what God is doing in our life. Amen. And so that's so true. That's so true. But I want to talk to you about our next workshop facilitator. He's going to be Mr. Session, I said Robin Hunter, and then Dr. Carter is who I want to make mention of. Dr. Carter is a great friend of me and my wife, First Lady Sister LaShondra Lewis is my wife. You may see me and her on some pictures. I don't take very many pictures because I want people to know God before they know me. You know, people say, I just want to see the God in you, you know. When you talk about God, I want to see you. So, you know, and I love that because, you know, Jesus said, hey, the scripture says about Jesus that they didn't even know him, and he had a form that people didn't even desire him. And then when they went to get him in the garden, that they didn't recognize him, and someone had to extinguish him amongst all the other people with a kiss. And I want to have that type of persona that people just know the Christ that I serve, not so much as me, just God. That's God. And so Dr. Carter, he's coming in all the way from Los Angeles, California, and he's going to be our keynote speaker. And he's going to kind of wrap this thing up and put a ribbon on it and package it and present it to us. Amen. And present it to you. And so he's a great speaker, a great man to God, but he's also a friend of mine. I thought that was appropriate for this son that's coming up to say he's a friend of mine. So we thank Dr. Carter for Dr. Carter and his church. They are part of Blog Talk Radio network here on Granny's Place called The Ladder House. They on every Tuesday night. Their time is from 8:30 to 9:30. Which is 6:30 in California, but it's 8:30 our time. So I encourage you to listen to that program, to call in. They have a prayer section, and then they have words of edification. And so I encourage you to be a part of that and see what God is doing at this time. You know, we serve a God that's universal. The same God that's here in Dallas is the one that's in California also. That's that same God that's able to do more than we can ever imagine. So we want to thank God for what he's doing in our life. Amen. And so Dr. Carter is going to be a part of it. And then we're going to go on there, and we're going to have some musical selections, and we're going to have some food. We want to thank our caterer. And our caterer is Mr. Glenn. He's coming out, and he's fixing us some great lunch. And after the program, we have lunch, and all this is free. So we're not charging them in. We're being sponsored by Granny Place Ministry and the ministry that's associated with her. So we're in for a great time. And so we're looking forward to your prayers and your support of this event. Yeah. You'll find out more about it as we approach that date there. Amen. So we're looking forward to it. And I wanted to just take a moment here to just make mention to over at the Cottrell House. We'll invite those young men to come on over. We pray that they are able to come over. But at the Cottrell House, we have started a vegetable garden. I think I mentioned that to you some time ago, but I wanted to just give you a recap on that. The vegetable garden is coming along well. It's really producing some fruit that it's supposed to. So the young men are very excited about what God is doing in that vegetable garden there. And the fruit that it's yielding, we got some peppers, there's some tomatoes, there's some onions, and some cucumbers, there's some squash. And then we have a watermelon plant out there. And then we have a cantaloupe. We have some cantaloupes that's growing. And so the young men are really taking ownership of that. They're really tending the garden. And so I'm excited about it. And it's a teaching moment because we talk to them about investing in their own future, investing in the things that they enjoy doing, that there's dividends, that's something that's going to be, there's a reward on the proper investment. And it takes time to come about that. Young man wants a career, but the career may take 4 years. And then I tell them to invest that 4 years because at the end of it, they're going to reap a reward, kind of like growing that vegetable garden. We did it in several stages so I can let those young men see the progress it does. We done it with some pre-grown plants where they can see those pre-grown plants developing and how they are yielding fruit. But we also did it in some seeds. Well, they didn't see the plant per se, but they planted it and they learned to wait and be patient. I told them, learn to wait. Wait on your blessing. Don't try to shortcut your blessing. Don't try to get ahead of your blessing, but wait on it. And guess what? Those young men, they waited and they started breaking, and the fruit started breaking the ground. They said, wow, Miss Lil, look at that. The seed that we planted some time ago, we kept track of it. It was over 14 days ago, and it came up. That means that if I was to wait a little while, give it some time, things are going to happen. Young people, old people, you wait. You invest. Things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. Fruit is going to be developed. Now, sometimes things just don't work out, but you're going to reap if you faint not. You know, I think about a farmer. A farmer plants a crop, but you ever notice that the crop he plants, whether he have a large family or he try to feed a community or perhaps a nation, he don't just plant one. Because you notice that because that one just may not do what it need to do. Something may happen. That seed may not germinate right. That plant may not be hardy enough to take the weather condition. But if you plant a lot of them, some of them are going to not make it. Some of them not going to yield it or what they're supposed to do. But yet, majority of them will. So I tell people that keep investing. Keep investing. Some of your investments ain't going to work out, but yet you still will be able to yield a crop. You will be able to bear fruit in due season. That don't mean do a whole lot of stuff. That means be persistent at the things you do. And guess what? And you keep a knocking. The word says keep knocking and the door shall be open. You know, just keep working at it, keep working at it, keep working at it. So I encourage you to keep on applying it. And we're going to just yield the floor here for a minute. We're going to allow you to continue to listen to some music. And call-in number is 310-982-4126. Please take time to enjoy this music. Please take time to reflect on the goodness of God. And the phone lines are open. Call us. I encourage you to share your thoughts and comments regarding this show here. You're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be. I'm Minister Lewis, and I'm so honored and pleased to be with you this morning. We'll listen to some Christian jazz in the background, and we pray that you're relaxed at this time of morning, that you have your cup of coffee, and you're getting ready for a marvelous day. But this is the day that the Lord had made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So and keep on doing stuff for the Lord. Amen. And never give up on God. And as we listen to our Christian jazz this morning, I want you to know that there's a message in the music. As God have gave us time to just reflect on the goodness of Him. I pray that you had your time before God. Your consecrated time, and that you're able to just relax and just reminisce and to start your day. There's someone out there that needs your smile, that needs your hello, that needs your amen. But there's someone just needs you to be a friend. You know, we start out just saying, he's a friend of mine. If he's your friend, surely you could be someone else's friend. So kick back, relax, get you a cup of coffee, and enjoy our jazz selection, our Christian jazz selection this morning.
Thank you.
All right, what a beautiful selection that we had there. God of Wonders. I pray that you enjoyed that there. And as we go on with the music, you'll listen to Free on the Inside in that program that's hosted by Minister Lewis and friends. We talk about ministry. We're about ministry. We encourage you to be about your Father's business. We encourage you to make a difference in the life. You know, we're able to say help change a life, not in your name, not in the things you do, but in Jesus' name. Help change a life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We pray that you enjoyed that musical selection now once again now. And this is truly a day that the God had made. Let us rejoice and be proud in it. And as we go on with our upcoming event coming up on May the 20th, our men's conference, Mind, Body, and Soul, our workshop facilitator, we had made mention of Reverend Johnson. We'll be talking about marriage, God's way, talk about Evangelist Hunter, how you talking about the art of praise. That's an art of praise. That's a way to go before our God and with awe and wonder and left, uplifting of hands and uplifting of voices and praising our God. That's an art to praise, man. You know, sometimes we just want to fold our hands and we want to say, I'm a man. I'm going to be still. I'm going to be like that mountain. I ain't going to have no expression. But God had asked the men to humble himself up under the mighty hand of God that he, Jesus may raise you up. Oh, that's awesome. And then we also talked about our health aspect of it with Dr. Session. He's going to come out. He's going to talk about the importance it is for us to follow up on our health. You know, it breaks my heart that I'm a man, and sometimes we don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor until I'm like laying flat on my back. I see men being carried out to the doctor in the hospital by their wife because he can't move no more. That's how he know how sick he is. He used to get up and get out, but now he just lays there. He don't move anymore. He don't have no appetite, and he can't keep any food down. I think you need to go to the doctor. Wait a minute. I'll be all right. I'll shake this thing off. No, you need to go to the doctor. We thank God for praying women. We thank God for women standing in the gap. But women stand in the gap because they wait. They want that man to be the man that God called for. Those women in their private time, in their time of concentration, they are praying for their husband. They are praying for their son. They are praying for their grandson. Those women are praying for us. I thank God that I had a praying mother. I thank God for my aunties and my cousins. And all those women prayed for me when I couldn't pray for myself and when I wouldn't pray for myself because my mind was so messed up. But glory be to God that someone stood in the gap. I got to thinking about Moses. You know, we're doing a study down at the jail. I call it our New Testament survey where we study the book of Hebrews from the first verse up until the last verse, Hebrews 11. And we take time and we talk about all those patriarchs in the Bible, those men and women they call faithful. But if we look into their story, if we learn more about their life, they weren't always faithful, but they were faithful that they believed in God. Yes, they done some things that wasn't becoming and wasn't like God, but yet they never gave up on God. And that last Thursday, we were in the book of Hebrews verses 31, and we were talking about Rahab, and we talked about how Rahab, how she entertained the spies from Israel that came over to search out the Jericho city. Because God had gave them the victory, but they used common sense there. Yes, God gave them, but God give us common sense. He said, yeah, I want to address this problem, but you go and investigate it to give yourself comfort. I already gave it to you, but it's comfort. Thanks so much to Gideon. God gave Gideon the victory, but he told Gideon to go down and listen to the people talk. And Gideon hid, and he heard the Midianites say, boy, hey, Gideon is awesome. God have already gave. I had a vision that God had gave them the victory. And that just reinforced what Gideon already knew. Do you know that God would reinforce the things that he already put on your heart where you're talking about ministry and you're talking about doing some things and you'll get someone else to come up and say, wow, that's a good idea. I think that you could do those things there. Why not? You already doing it. What? You already encouraging people. When I was just giving them some advice. No, you encouraging them. You already interceding for somebody. No, I just was praying for. That's called intercession there. When you put, and so we're already doing the thing that God wants us to do anyway. And Rahab, she heard about God. She heard about God's people. And she believed in her heart to the point that she said, I want this God of yours to be my God. Rahab didn't live a life that was pleasing to God. They said she was a prostitute. She was a lady of this world. She was doing things that suited her. Rahab probably beat some people. She probably lied to some people. But when she encountered God, she wanted to let those things go. I encourage people from time to time and myself to let go and let God. And so she encouraged herself. And so the scripture said that Rahab believed, and she said, hey, I don't just want to be saved by your God. I want my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. That's called covering. You want your whole family to be prosperous and be of good health. That's called covering. That's what our theme is about. Mind, body, and soul. We want our men to prosper and to be in good health. And that way they can benefit the family. They can be around and encourage Junior, that he ain't got to be a knucklehead. Encourage their grandson that you don't have to live like we all live, that y'all can do greater things. And so we want to encourage them to just be strong in the Lord. And they said that Rahab, she believed in God. And Rahab is mentioned in Joshua 13, but also in Hebrews 31. Wait a minute, 13 and 31, that's the same number that's inverted. God wants to change you around. God wants to change you from the inside out. That your ladder is greater than your former. Wait a minute, she was a 13, now she's a 31. Wait a minute, I'll take 31 over 13 anytime. Think about it, think about it, think about it. And you'll listen to Free on the Inside with your host, Minister Joy Lewis, and we're just talking about ministries and ministry opportunities. I'm giving you an update on the upcoming event, and I ask you to call us. That number is 310-982-4126. We're on here every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Our time is drawing to an end. We've been listening to some smooth Christian jazz music along with encouraging you and telling you about some upcoming events that we're going to be doing May the 20th over at First Free Will Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road, Duncanville, Texas. That zip code is 75116. The host church is First Free Will Baptist Church. The pastor over at that church is Pastor Richard Terry. And he's opening his doors and allowing us to come over there. It's a very nice facility. It's all under one structure. We have a gym that we're going to have our, it's going to be converted to the dining hall. And we have several classrooms. We have five workshops coming up. And then we have a speaker. Everything is going to be decent in order, and it goes by smoothly. With our workshop, we'll be rotating our workshop. Workshop will last about 30 minutes. Then we'll break for 5 minutes, and we'll rotate, and then we'll do another session of workshop. And so each man have an opportunity to attend a couple of workshops if they have a desire to, and get more information. And then our last facility host is going to be David Session. David Session is employed at one of the big three financial brokers, and he's gonna talk to us about money, managing God's money God's way. You see how everything is wrapped up in the Word of God. You know, we know and we profess that our Lord, our Savior, on the cattle of a thousand hills. And sometimes we lose sight of that. Sometimes we thinking that this money got to be our money. And God asked us to pour a little bit of. Now, I'm challenged with it, too. Now, let's face it, we all are challenged with that. But when we know better, we do better. And that's the purpose of this here session, to let us know that God is still in charge. He's new to our program. The last couple of years, we had Eric Penton. He had been hosting that portion of it. But Eric decided he could release that for a season, allow someone else to come in. So that's what God people do. God works through all of us and encourages us, and Eric is going to come out there and he's going to support us. But we'll be talking about God's money, God's way. So now you have an idea what the program will be about. We have David Session talking about God's money, God's way. We have we have David Sipes talking about God's money, God's way. We have Dr. Session be talking about health aspects of a man, how important it is for us to go and get ourselves checked out, okay, and keep ourselves in good standing and in good health so we can take care of our family and our grandkids and our great-grandkids, amen, so we can still get out and cut the yard and still give advice on relationships, you know. I'm talking about that advice on relationships. Then we have we have Brother Prater be talking about family issues. He have a great book that's on eBay, that's on Amazon, and that's on the net called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. This is his second year out there, and he talks about men's and their relationship with their sons. And he have 12 chapters in the book, 12 dynamic chapters, and he's talking about the goodness of God. And so we encourage you to be a part of that, and I enjoy him. And his session, And so I encourage you to come on out. We got a few minutes before this show comes to an end. Again, thank you for being a part of what we're doing. We pray that that you enjoy this portion of the program. We are archived on Blog Talk Radio. We'll put a posting of this show on free on the Inside website, so you can go back and listen to it at your convenience. We realize that the 8 o'clock hour is not suitable for everyone, but it works for me. Amen. So we pray that yes, you enjoying this and that you starting your day out with Free on the Inside. And, you know, we call that Free on the Inside, and that's biblical. We call who the Son set free is free indeed. Sometimes we're bound and we're bound and we tangle and we're just held down by situation, jobs, relationship, self-worth. But who the Son set free is free indeed. That's why we said being free on the inside. You know, because sometimes people challenge you, say, why are you up so early? Why are you doing that? Why don't you just change those hours? Why don't you just change that format? Yes, I could do all those things, but that ain't what God called me to do. There's a lot of people do a lot of things, but are you doing what God called you to do? Sometimes God just said, be quiet. Sometimes God said, get out there on the corner and make some noise. But are you willing to do what God tell you to do? I don't know what God have you doing. But only you knows. I encourage you to follow his leadership. Follow his command. And guess what? And he'll surprise you. And he'll say, wow, I got an easy button. And I used to do some class settings. And we said, talk about some things. I pressed that button. And the voice said, that was easy. I wouldn't like with that easy. But ministry, sometimes it can be like that. When you think it's hard, God got that easy button up there. Boom. And then your spirit is saying, that was easy. Wow. We're getting into it right here now. But thank you very much. Looking forward to being with you next week with another great show. Another great guest. Our co-host, Richard Daniels, not here today, but he'll be on next week. Go to our website and see some pictures that Brother Daniel posted regarding our upcoming event here and be a part of it. Tell someone. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your word. We thank you for this day. Dear Lord, as we are on this internet program, free on the inside, dear Lord, give us that freedom to let us know, dear Lord, that you could use us. We done made some mistakes. We done fell short, Lord. But you done gave us that freedom to look past our faults and our failures and look into the hills and where our help come from, dear Lord. We pray that what we're doing here, it encourages someone. It helps someone. It lets someone know, dear Lord, that you have need of them, that you need their smile, you need their hello, you need their amen, you need their hug, you need their compassion. And let someone's life be changed by the sharing of the gospel, the Lord. Sometimes people will read up before they read the liturgy or the scripture we give them, dear Lord. When they look at us, let them see Christ that dwells in us. The Lord, we pray for those that seem to be left out and locked out right now. We pray for those that seem to be needing a way. The Lord, we ask you to make a way in the name of Jesus. Amen. You have been listening to Free on the Inside, host Minister Lewis. Please help change your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy the remainder of this program and looking forward to speaking with you next week on Free on the Inside on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks Beverly Beasley and Granny Play for sponsoring this program. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have a great day. Family, may I help you?